Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I hate this place. I hate it. I just want to go home. Why can't we just go back home?
What are you searching for?
When am I going to learn how to punch?
In a great movie.
A dream. Wax on, wax off.
I don't know that people are going to recognize this.
Oh, yeah.
No, the song.
Are you kidding?
Oh, the song. Oh.
No, yeah. The song, not the movie. The song from, this is Survivor doing the Moment of Truth. After they did Rocky, I guess everybody figured, okay, well, we'll put them into movie themes. But it doesn't take away from the movie itself. This was the day the Karate Kid was introduced. So go back in your mind to 1984 when this was a big movie. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. What are your memories? I know this is one of your favorite movies, if I remember correctly.
Well, this is where you're going to realize that I'm not quite normal, because in 1984...
I don't need to hear this to know that you're not normal.
I actually saw this movie in the theater 10 times.
10 times?
Yes. I loved it. It's great. And I'll tell you another story. Last year, I did a revival at my local community theater of it, and I had a contact, and I sent an email to the director, John Alveston, and he wound up doing a 10-minute introduction
really?
To the film. To our local audience. And let me tell you, I didn't speak to him over the phone. It was all email communication. But the guy was an amazing guy. And then he went way out of his way to make sure that introduction was perfect.
Isn't that nice?
You know, it's
nice
funny. A girl that works here, she's 20 couple years old, just graduated from college, grew up in New York, and was best friends with Ralph Macchio's daughter growing up.
Yeah.
And didn't have any idea of who he was.
Really?
It was just like, okay, this is my friend's dad.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, and then I saw the movie, and I was like, wait a minute, you know? Yeah, but she said he's a great guy, and the daughter's just a great family.
Yeah,
I'll tell you one other quick story. He told me that originally they test-screened Robert Downey Jr. for the part of the Ralph Macchio part of Daniel LaRusso. And they went with Ralph Macchio for one reason. He said one word is that Ralph Macchio was vulnerable and Robert Downey Jr. was not. That was the reason that they went with that casting.
Yeah.
It worked out brilliantly.
Yeah. Hey, Ralph Macchio is not a great actor.
No.
But he's so likable and so believable in the role.
Worked well.
That you like him.
Yep. That's a good casting. All right. Chuck is going to bring us some movie news in a moment here. This is Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So if your child says they're going to hold their breath until they turn blue, should you buy it? Well, you got to pay attention to it, especially if it's a medical thing. But more often than medical, it's a manipulation thing. Here's the science of it. When little Billy holds his breath, carbon dioxide in his blood increases and causes his little brain to automatically stimulate the breathing center, and voila, he breathes again. But what's the cheap psychological trick that's going on? Give in, and the child learns he can get his way long before their face turns bright blue. Granted, if your child has an asthma or medical problem, you gotta be more sensitive, but as a general rule, parents need to be parents, and when they say no, they need to stick with it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, Chuck, what do we have in the news bag, the movie news bag?
I'm going to start with some TV news of interest. I know you probably talked about this yesterday before I went on the air, but CBS announced they're going to have a new Star Trek TV series on
air. Yep.
2017. You know, I'm just curious. They're going to do Star Trek, CBS, and they have Supergirl on the air. So is the network trying to pull in younger viewers, or are they trying to make older viewers, Doug, like yourself, feel young?
Nice working with you, Chuck.
Mic drop. Whammo.
Did you just say something? Chuck just say something?
I'm just teasing with you. But I'm asking, do you watch Supergirl?
I did not watch Supergirl.
I think it's a really good show. And the lead actress, Melissa Bonet, who was on Glee, I think she is tremendously appealing and is going to have a bright future.
But does the Supergirl, isn't she supposed to look like Superman? Isn't the girl supposed to look like Superman?
No.
No, not really.
Okay. She does. She's convincing.
One of, the, one, of, one, One other bit of movie news. It was announced that the big screen version of the 70s TV show, The $6 Million Man, which has been retitled The $6 Billion Man, will hit theaters 2017. Mark Wahlberg will star in the film. Lee Majors played the original character of Steve Austin, a show that I was a big fan of when I was a young kid in the 1970s.
Yeah, right. Great show.
This date, 2006, debuting in theaters, Borat, Cultural Learning of America for Make...
oh, my God, that guy.
I was buckled over in the theater laughing.
Yeah, that was good. That was funny.
Funny
movie. The Santa Claus 3 came out with Tim Allen. It was a little early for that, but... That's back on this date, 2006, boys and girls. 59 past the hour. It's Movie Moments on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America!